Lee. How are you?
A little bit of a somber note, the passing. Gary Davidson, what a great man.
Yeah, absolutely, and took everyone a little by surprise, I think, the shock passing of Gary Davidson. He's been living over in Western Australia for a number of years now and had a short battle with illness, and we lost him here last week, age 66. So really sad, but as you say, certainly has left a legacy on coaching here in Tasmania, speaking to a few of his former pupils during the week. They reckon he's the greatest coach the state's ever produced, so you can't get a bigger rap than that, can you, really? Or one of the biggest, that's for sure. So, yeah, certainly left his mark on the state footy league. Coached and played for Glenorchy, led him to a grand final, won a couple of premierships in North Hobart, had a lot of success with our state team, our Till Cup team for the younger guys, integral part with the Tassie Mariners program that was introduced, and of course went on and had a role with Geelong in the AFL as well. He was the football director there for a number of years. So, yeah, he certainly crammed a lot into his life, and it was a fantastic achievement for everything he's done.
He left his fingerprints on a lot of teams, and he certainly is a legend, that is for sure. And I remember seeing him from time to time when ABC were televising the footy on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, that's right, and that's another part of it. That's what I remember him from, really, when I was growing up in the 90s, seeing you on the Saturday afternoon coverage.
Yeah.
My memory of him. So, yeah, you're right, he was there for a while, and, it was fantastic at that as well.
That's right, with Michael Maney and Andy Bennett and so forth. Now, still on Tassie footy, is it true that we heard on your news during the week, Colin Garland could be playing for Clarence in 2021?
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. Obviously, he's had some issues with his body over the last couple of years since coming back to Tassie, so the word is that if he can get through a pre-season, then he'll line up with the Roos, and they're certainly putting a nice list together at the moment, Jeremy Weberly's team. So that'll be a huge coup if they can get him across to the Eastern Shore.
Two-time premiership player with North Launceston, Alan O'Sign, has signed up with the Wynyard Cats. That's a good coup for the Cats on the northwest coast.
Yeah, taking Sharon Egger with him from North Launceston as well, who's a young gun of the TSL. So that's a huge signing to get Sharon Egger. I think he's moving to the northwest coast for work commitment. So to get someone like him in the prime of his career at the moment, a great result for Alan and the Cats.
We've just gone out of the three ODIs, 2-1 to Australia. So it sets up a pretty good contest tonight up in the nation's capital in Canberra for the T20s.
Yeah, looking forward to this. Darcy Short will hopefully be in that starting 11 replacing David Warner. So can't wait to see how he goes. Hopefully Matty Waitsnake's in there as well. But gee, it was a great ODI series, wasn't it?
It was.
ODIs have been on the nose for a little while, but I think everyone was just hungry for some cricket and record ratings for Fox Cricket, I think, over 1 million eyeballs on one of the games. So just goes to show one day cricket's not dead yet, Lee, which is good news. And we had some cracking games as well, some players in good form. Greg Maxwell's switch hitting was just unbelievable. There's been a bit of controversy around that the last couple of days, whether that should be outlawed from the game, but I love it personally. If you're good enough to do it, leave it in. Steve Smith was fantastic as well, obviously, as he always is. So, yeah, looking forward to the T20s now. And then, of course, the BBL starts next Thursday. The Hub, first game here in Tasmania, the Hurricanes and the Sixers at Bunston Arena. So plenty of cricket on the menu the next week or so.
Looks like Johnny Bairstow will be recalled to the English Test Tour of Sri Lanka. So that's not good news for the Stars.
No, it's not. Not the news you want this stage of the tournament. Yeah, disappointing for them. But obviously, bigger fish to fry for Johnny. And the good news for the Hurricanes during the week as well is the former Dawid Malan, who's our star batsman. He's the number one ranked T20 player in the world by a long way at the moment. I think he's got the record ranking for points as far as number one ranking goes. So he's in phenomenal touch. He had 99 unbeaten a couple of nights ago against South Africa. The game before that, he was man of the match with a 55. So he's coming to Tassie at the right time, which is good. We've had a little bit of unluck with our imports over the journey leagues. Hopefully he doesn't come here at average 8 in red hot form at the moment, which is good. And the other good news is Sandeep Lamashane tested positive for coronavirus last weekend, but it sounds like he's gotten rid of that out of his system, a clear test during the week. So he hopefully will be right to come here in January as well.
Brent, have you seen the pitch over in Hamilton in New Zealand for the test match against the West Indies? You don't know where the pitch starts and where it ends.
It was phenomenal, wasn't it, looking at that yesterday? It was just green grass. And we've seen that a little bit down here at Bunston Arena on day one of a Shield game in recent times. But, yeah, when you saw that, you thought, oh, gee, you want to win the toss and bowl on that. But New Zealand have done okay. They're 2 for 243 at stumps after day one. So Handled it pretty well because it looked pretty juicy for the bowls.
Latham and Williamson, class acts, aren't they, at the top of the order for the Kiwis? And a ground that resembles the Costello's backyard, I must admit. And just before we do wrap it up, we should not forget the Women's BBL Grand Final last week. It looked like the Melbourne Stars were thunderstruck by Sydney. Great performance by the girls.
Yeah, it was. Really disappointing from the Stars. They've been the team of the tournament and interestingly chose to bat first and only mustered 86 and the Thunder, no problems chasing that down. So a few question marks around why they did decide to bat first. The Stars have been a really good chasing team this tournament. And it's going to haunt them for a little while, I reckon, now. And that's the second time the Thunder have won the WBBL. So hold on to them.
We better let you go. Good on you, Brent. Always good to catch up with you. Enjoy your weekend of sport. And we'll see you on the telly weeknights at 6 for Tassie's number one news service. And from time to time with Aaron on Taz Talks. Take care, Brent. Talk to you next Friday morning.